Grace, mercy and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today is the Gospel reading, focusing especially on verse 5 of Matthew chapter 21. Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, Lord our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Look, your King comes to you. Dear friends, welcome to a new church year. In the way the church keeps time, this is our New Year's Day. And so there is a sense in which what we hear today is to set the tone for us throughout the whole year. And that tone is set by this verse today, look, your King comes to you. We look for our King, the Lord Jesus, who comes to us. We welcome him. We wait expectantly for his coming. We rejoice that he is a king who comes to us. Let this be for you as a banner over your church year, like those welcome signs as you drive into a new state. The welcome sign for you for this whole year ahead is, look, your King comes to you. But the first Sunday of the church year is, of course, also the first Sunday of the season of Advent. Advent, a word which, as we talked about with the kids, means coming or appearing or arrival. And so one thing that the Advent season does for us is focus our attention on the coming of Christ. That Jesus is the King who has come, who will come again, and who does come to us even now. So first, Advent prepares us to celebrate the coming of Jesus as a baby in Bethlehem, what we celebrate at Christmas. Where in Jesus Christ, God comes to his people in the flesh. He comes as one of us. During Advent, we remember the prayers of God's people over the centuries, like the one in Isaiah chapter 64. O Lord, that you would tear open the heavens and come down. God's people knew they needed help. They knew they needed rescue and deliverance, and they knew God had promised to send it, so they prayed for this help to come. That's why in our text today we hear the acclamation of the people as they see Jesus enter Jerusalem, and they say, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. He's the coming one. This is the King. And we rejoice that this King has come. But then Advent also prepares us for the Christ who will come again. We had that theme in our Romans reading today, where St. Paul talked about salvation being nearer to us now than when we first believed. And he talked about the night being over, the day being at hand, and how this calls us to live. And next Sunday we'll hear this theme strongly in our Gospel reading, the Christ who will come again. Jesus did not come to his people once and then say, now the rest is up to you. Instead he says, I go to prepare a place for you and I will come again to take you to myself so that where I am, there you may be also. Advent prepares us for this, prepares us for Christ coming again by calling us to repentance of our sins, calling us to turn to God in faith and in holy living. And then we also know that the same Jesus, our King, who has come and who will come again, does come to us now. Jesus says, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." And so in whatever difficult situations of distress you find yourselves in at the start of a new church year, know that your King, your Lord Jesus, your Saviour is coming to you. Jesus is the King who comes. But just what is so significant about this theme? Well, it's this, that rather than being a king who expects his subjects to come to him and grovel and wait for an audience, that Jesus is the King who takes the initiative, who comes to you before you come to him. Have you ever found yourself in a difficult situation in life where there is just nothing you could do but wait for help to come? Maybe it's something as simple as locking yourself out of the house or locking your keys in the car, and there's just not much you can do short of breaking in through a window than to wait for the person with the spare key to come. Or perhaps it's a bit more serious, like a broken down car on the side of a highway out in the middle of nowhere. There's not much to do but to wait for help to come. It makes me think too of speaking with elderly people about the distress of having a fall in their home. That feeling of helplessness and just waiting for that door to open, waiting for someone to come. At other times in life, we long for people to come in different ways. So we find ourselves in conflicts or arguments. We say things we regret and we go off into our little corners, either literally or metaphorically. And after time, we long for peace. But it's so hard to come back together, isn't it? And we don't always know how to do it. And so we wait and we hope that the other person will come to us. We hope they'll come and make peace. And in all of these situations, when it happens, our hearts rejoice. We rejoice when we can say, "Look, the person with the spare key is coming. Look, another car is coming on the horizon. Look, the door is opening and someone is coming to help. Look, the person I've had a fight with is coming. And maybe there's hope for peace." Dear friends, the Christian message is of a God who does not wait for us to come to him, but in Jesus Christ, your God comes to you. This is the God who did not leave his people in slavery in Egypt, but comes to them. He sends Moses to rescue his people, even when they had turned away from him. This is the Father of the prodigal son, who does not wait on the veranda, but runs to embrace his son. This is the shepherd of the sheep, who searches far and wide for that one lost sheep until he is found. This is Jesus the King, who comes into Jerusalem even though he knew what awaited him there. Look, your King is coming to you. Now, it is also true that we are called to come to Jesus. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." But we only come to Jesus because he has first come to us. That call to come to Jesus, to my mind, is a bit like parents and a child who is lost. The parent drives around until they find the child, and then they do say to the child, "Come, come in, hop in the car, let's go home. The child is called to come, but only because the parents have first come to the child and found him or her and made sure they're safe. Look, your king is coming to you. But it's one thing that your king comes to you. It's another thing how he comes. Because when that person with whom you've had the argument does show up at your front door, the real question is, how are they coming? With what purpose? With what motivation? Maybe they're coming to continue the fight. So how does your King Jesus come to you? Look, your King is coming to you humble. Humble. Humble and mounted on a donkey. Jesus, your King, comes in humility. He comes in gentleness. Jesus, your King, does not come with a war horse and an army to seek vengeance, but he comes in peace. He comes to make peace. Think of those great battle scenes in movies where the fields of battle are relatively calm and there's one group of people just waiting. And then slowly over the horizon, the opposing army comes. And it's a magnificent sight. There's thousands and thousands of them, maybe 10,000s. There are great war horses, and there's weaponry, and there's armor, and there's banners. And right in the middle is the king with all his entourage. And the sight is imposing, and it's meant to be. This king is coming with a show of strength and power. This king is coming for war. Now look at Jesus. Where's his army? Where's his show of power? Where's his war horse? No, he comes in humility. He comes in gentleness, mounted on a donkey. He comes in peace. And this is a coming which echoes the humble way in which he came into the world. The birth that we prepare to celebrate at Christmas is a story of humble origins. Born in a relatively unknown family in a humble little town, laid in an animal feeding trough. Strange beginnings for a king. And throughout his life, Jesus is one who comes humbly, in lowliness. Miracles and deeds of power, to be sure, to show who he is, but no worldly riches to speak of, nowhere even to lay his head. And when Peter wants that show of power, Jesus says, "Put your sword away." And when Pilate asks what sort of king he is, he says, "The kingdom is not of this world." And though the crowds acclaim him as a king as he does enter Jerusalem, he comes humbly. And we know that in Jerusalem, he comes to humble himself and become obedient even to the point of death. Death on a cross. Look, your king comes to you. Look, your king comes to suffer and die for you. And to rise again from the dead. Look, your king comes to save you from your sins. And so right here on the first Sunday of the church year, we are taken to the heart of it all. We are taken to the heart of what Jesus comes to do in Jerusalem, to give his life for your salvation. And this changes how we celebrate Christmas. This changes how we prepare for Christ to come again, because we celebrate the first coming of Christ, knowing that he's the Jesus who came to give his life for us. We look for him to come again, knowing he's the King who comes to bring us the fullness of this salvation. We rejoice in his coming to us today, because he's the Christ who comes to bring us that salvation even now. And just as in Bethlehem, just as in Jerusalem, your King still comes to you humbly today. He came to you in your baptism. Humble water together with the Word of God. But there he comes to you to bring you salvation. He comes to you through his Word, through the humble means of preaching. But there he comes to you to bring salvation, and he comes to you in humble bread and wine. But there is his body and his blood. There is your King coming to you, and that's why we take the words of these crowds in our text on our lips as we prepare today to welcome our King. And we will sing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." They sang as their King came to them humble on a donkey. We sing as our King comes to us in humble bread and wine. They sang as their King came to Jerusalem to give his body on the cross and to shed his blood. We sing as we prepare to receive that very same body and blood. Look, your King is coming to you. Throughout this Advent season, throughout this whole church year, always and at all times, may you rejoice in the knowledge that your Lord Jesus is a King who comes to you in humility, in gentleness, having salvation. In the name of Jesus our King, Amen.